This morning, we want to visit a little bit about a Lenten activity for you. Lent getting started here very soon, February 14th. Valentine's Day is Ash Wednesday this year. We'll have some good fish to enjoy. A lot of locations around southwest Iowa here very, very soon with the Lenten season, including here in Atlantic as the local Knights of Columbus Council 1145 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church will be sponsoring their Fish Fry, Fish Bake again this year. Todd Rocker in with us this morning from the council to visit a little bit about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me in today.
Always an exciting time of year as we lead up to the most important holiday on the religious schedule, if there is such a thing there.
Yep. Easter will be coming up, and that's kind of a little bit of a different type of a date this year. Easter is actually on April 1st.
Yeah, no kidding. No fooling.
That's right.
Yeah, and Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day. So go figure the quirk of the schedule, huh?
Yeah, unless you're going to take your bride out to eat on Valentine's Day and go have some fish. Maybe, you know, you may want to take your Valentine meal out earlier, you know.
That's something to think about here this year. But it also makes those dates a little easier to remember, too.
That's right.
When everybody says, hey, when's Easter this year? It's just easy. You say, April Fool's Day. So they can remember that. And the same
right.
with Ash Wednesday coming up as well. Well, I want to talk a little bit about a few issues here. First of all would be the opportunity folks get on Fridays during Lent to come and enjoy a pretty good meal. It's a tradition at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center to have the local knights preparing the fish dinner. It's kind of gotten a little different over the last few years with adding some baked fish, or the fried fish rather, to the menu in addition to the baked fish. It's gone pretty well though, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people have really enjoyed that the last two or three years where we have added the fried fish, and so actually they can have the baked fish or the fried fish, or they can have some of both, and they can come back for all they can eat, and keep coming back for more if they so desire.
You bet. And being a member of the Knights, I've helped to prepare at times too, so I know the special recipe on the baked fish. But a lot of folks keep coming back. They really enjoy the way it's prepared.
Yes, they do. It's and it always tastes better when somebody else is preparing it, and you don't have to clean up afterwards. But the fish is very good. It's Alaskan pollock, and people seem to really support that. And in the last two or three years, we've had better and better crowds showing up.
And not just folks from the local parishes either. There are quite a few folks from that belong to other churches that come out to support. And we've seen some folks from other communities stop in and visit us.
Oh, absolutely. I know last year there was a couple that came over from Avoca, and they said they like to try the different fish dinners around different churches. And now they said that, you know, the Atlantic Council 1145 here in Atlantic, they said, we have the best fish dinner.
There you go. See, throw that out there. Get that out there on, what is it, Yelp or whatever these websites are that gauge this kind of stuff. Get a good review out there.
That's right.
Alaskan pollock, and you mentioned that that's kind of the feature there, but you're going to get your belly full. It comes with a lot.
Oh, yes. We have the baby red potatoes that are sautéed in butter, and we have homemade coleslaw and green beans, garlic bread, and then the beverages are coffee, tea, milk, and orange drink. And then we also have desserts, Jim. You can't walk out of there without having a good dessert, and all kinds of cakes and pies and ice cream. And that part of it is a free will offering that goes to support our St. Peter and Paul Catholic youth group activities.
And that's another function of that, too. Boy, there are a lot of people that come in with some baked goods, pies, cakes, bars, all kinds of things. You get some ice cream with it if you ask real nice, that really come out to help support that.
That's right. And so, you know, satisfies everybody's sweet tooth. And so we do have some dates coming up in Lent, and I do want to mention those, if I may. We will be serving on the following Fridays in Lent. It starts February 16th and 23rd, and then during March, it is the 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. So we do six of the Friday fish dinners. We don't do it on Good Friday, however. So I do want to mention that.
Yep, and a pretty basic reason for that, because a good practicing Catholic should be fasting on that day.
Should be fasting, and also there's usually some church services for Good Friday, depending on the times that are set for, you know, by our parish pastor, you know, Father Chinna.
You bet. And we talk, as we mentioned earlier, we talk Catholic too, because this is with the Catholic churches. It's a Catholic tradition, but a lot of folks enjoy fish during the Lenten season. So everybody, again, is welcome to attend. And the cost is really reasonable.
The cost is very reasonable. It is $9 for adults. Again, that's all you can eat. It is $4 for children 12 and under. Or we also have a special feature. If a family comes in, we have a limit of $25 for a family to come out and eat. Well, you just can't go out and eat as a family any cheaper than that.
No way.
And so all the money goes towards to support the Knights of Columbus scholarships that are awarded to our local high school graduates. Last year, we were very pleased to give out 10 $500 scholarships. So there's $5,000 right there. And so that is our kind of our guideline. Each year, we will give out up to 10 $500 scholarships. So, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to give that money away, helps kids for their education down the road.
That's awesome. So you know that your money that you're spending here to enjoy a good meal is not only going to get you a great meal, but it's also going to help a good cause, too. That $25 family rate, now that was something new just a year or two ago. Has that gone pretty well?
That's gone very well. And then, you know, of course, some people, you know, we'll put in a little bit more than that if they would like. You know, we have some people that'll come through and give us a little extra for our efforts, and they know it's going to that good cause for the scholarships as well. So, Jim, we do serve from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and it's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic on those Fridays that we mentioned. And so come on out and get there. We start serving at 5:30. If everything is ready to go, we might fudge on that by maybe the first 5 minutes extra, you know, a little early. But otherwise, those are our times, 5:30 to 7. And we would like to invite everybody to come out. Everybody's welcome to attend. And we thank you for your support to the Knights of Columbus and our scholarship fund.
Can folks get carryouts?
They can. You can come in and get a carryout. We have a lot of people that will do that. And they will take that home and enjoy it at home. Or if there's some folks that are shut-ins, you know, we've got some folks that will come and pick something up and take it to those people as well.
Great opportunity for folks to enjoy.
Very absolutely. Good. So everybody's invited. Come on out.
Excellent. Are you still looking for volunteers, by the way?
Well, it takes about 25 Knights Columbus members for each one of those six dates. You know, for the people that are cooking, for the people that are setting the tables and cleaning up after people at the tables, for the people that are serving the food, because we have a serving line. And so you actually get your food dished up for you on your plate. And so, yeah, we need a lot of our KC brother Knights out there to come out and help us out. Bill Lippincott is our local council caller, and he will call for helpers and try to get people kind of set up for certain one of these dates, but also a certain time frame and a certain job. So you brother Knights out there, be ready to answer the call from Bill Lippincott and be able to let him know when you can work.
Excellent. Why'd you join the Knights?
I actually joined the Knights in 1979, and I was in Glenwood at the time. And I think I joined when I was 23 years old. And number one, to further your faith. Number two, you get involved with a group of guys that go to your same church. You get to know people better. You get to work with them. But it's a great organization to get involved with. It's a lot of fun. I always say you kind of rub elbows with the rest of the guys as you're making the food, serving the food, and so on. And we have a lot of laughs. And you get to know folks. And so it's just a great organization to get your faith in action.
Absolutely. And I see you also have another event talking about getting together with Knights. You have an event coming up here later this month of February to just kind of get together and get organized again.
Well, we meet the third Tuesday of each month. So our February meeting is February 20th. And we are going to have a chili dinner that is free for our KC members. And so we're asking them to come on out. And it starts at 6:30 p.m. at the Parish Center. And, yes, there is the community dinner in there first that starts at 5:30. We're just kind of piggybacking on that, where we're going to have our Knights Columbus members come in, sit down, have some chili and a cinnamon roll, and that's followed by our rosary and prayer time, and then followed by our council meeting. So we're trying to get folks there, our KC Brother Knights, so they can come out and pay their $35 dues that is now payable for the 2018 calendar year.
Excellent. So an opportunity to get a lot of that work done all at once there.
And we might even be able to continue to get some signups for the fish bakes that are after that yet.
There you go. You bet. And Knights membership, if folks are interested, is open to whom?
The Knights of Columbus, the membership is open to any practical Catholic that is 18 years old or older, and it is for the males. And so it's kind of an open invitation. And Phil Haskell is the Grand Knight here in Atlantic, and Gene Topolesky is the financial secretary. And those two guys are very good, as well as some of the other members, in asking and inviting some of our gentlemen in our St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish, and they're asking them if they would like to join the Knights. We do currently have 125 current members on our roster, which is fantastic.
Very good. And always open for, always room for a few more.
It's always room for a few more. We always say, you know, more brother Knights means more hands. More hands means we can do more good for helping out other people.
You bet. And if you live in another community locally and are a member of your local Catholic church, you may want to consider that too and ask more about the opportunities provided by the Knights of Columbus in your local parish.
Absolutely right.
Todd, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. And it's a pleasure to visit with you.
Looking forward to the fish.
Amen.